Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of being justified and given hope of eternal life through God's grace, dependent on Christ and the Holy Spirit. Today's Bible verse is from Titus chapter 3, verse 7, so that we might be justified by his grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. That's Titus chapter 3, verse 7.
So here's the thing to keep in mind. Our justification and the prospect of inheriting eternal life all come down to one key factor, God's grace. It's not about what we can do or how good we are. Nope, our good works and righteousness may be highly esteemed in our eyes, but in the eyes of God, they're like filthy rags. Yikes. But fear not, because in his mercy, God sent Christ to save us. Through Christ, we can be washed clean and made new. Yep. It's the Holy Spirit working in us, transforming us from the inside out. And guess what? All of this is thanks to God's amazing grace. Seriously, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff. God's grace is this incredible, unmerited favor he shows us, even though we totally don't deserve it. Like we haven't earned it or anything, but God still showers us with his grace. And why does he do this? Well, it's so that we have the chance to be justified and receive eternal life. Let me tell you, that's a pretty big deal. It's a reminder for us to embrace humility and recognize that our good works and righteousness alone won't save us. Nope, we need to fully lean on God's grace if we want to be made right before him. It's only through the work of Christ on the cross that we can truly find righteousness in God's eyes. Now let's talk about hope. Ah, hope. It's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Finding our hope in God's grace means knowing that our salvation is secure, not based on what we achieve or accomplish. We can rest easy knowing that God's grace is more than enough for us. So when we put our faith in Christ, we can confidently look ahead to eternity with him. And here's where the Holy Spirit comes into play. The Holy Spirit is a crucial component in this process of regeneration and transformation. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit that we're made new and clean. And guess what? This work of the Holy Spirit, it's all because of God's grace. He pours out his grace and blesses us with the Holy Spirit. How amazing is that? So dear friends, let me tell you, you're not alone in this journey of faith. Nope, far from it. God's grace has got your back. He provides you with the Holy Spirit as a helper, guide, and comforter. The very presence of the Holy Spirit within you gives you assurance and strength. It's through the Holy Spirit that you can live a transformed life, reflecting the love and character of Christ. Now, isn't that something to be grateful for? In summary, always remember that it's all about God's grace. That's what justifies us and gives us the hope of eternal life. Our efforts, our righteousness, they won't cut it. Nah, true transformation and salvation can only be found through faith in Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit. So keep seeking God's grace, my friends. Keep relying on his mercy as you journey through the beautiful adventure of faith.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in awe of your incredible grace, which surpasses all understanding. Your grace, freely given, is the foundation of our salvation and the hope of eternal life. We acknowledge that our own righteousness falls short, but through Christ's sacrifice, we are made new and clean. Thank you, Lord, for showering us with your unmerited favor, even though we don't deserve it. Your grace provides us with the opportunity to be justified and inherit eternal life. Help us to embrace humility and fully lean on your grace, knowing that it is through Christ alone that we find righteousness in your eyes. We find our hope in your grace, Lord, knowing that our salvation is secure in you. May we rest in the assurance that your grace is more than sufficient for us. Guide us by your Holy Spirit, who works in us, transforming us from the inside out. We are grateful for the presence of the Holy Spirit, our helper, guide, and comforter, who gives us strength and assurance in our journey of faith. May we always remember that true transformation and salvation come only through faith in Christ and the work of the Holy Spirit. Keep us ever seeking your grace, Lord, and relying on your mercy as we walk through the adventure of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you journey onward, may the blessings of peace, joy, and divine guidance be upon you. May you walk in the light of God's love and grace, finding strength in his presence each step of the way. Farewell, and may you be surrounded by his abundant blessings in all that you do.